TJ here from Anime and Us. This is our 100th episode. And first of all, we want to say thank you for all those who listen. I mean, we would do this regardless if no one listened or if everybody listened. But regardless, to those who do listen week to week, we do appreciate it. But we also wanted to mention that we've been doing this for 100 straight weeks, 103 technically with Anime and Us Other. 106 with the three solo episodes that I put out because of circumstances, but it's been a consistent run through all out this whole thing. So I just wanted to mention here, because we forgot to mention it in the podcast, that we're actually going to take a little bit of a hiatus. It's going to be a 6 week hiatus, but we're not going anywhere. We'll be back. But we're not going to leave you without any content. I'm going to be doing more solo episodes over the next 6 weeks, but I'm not doing them by myself because those are kind of lame. So I got a new host to help me out with it, and we're gonna finish the first season of Ruby. So for the next 6 weeks, you're gonna get solo episodes. Not really solo, but you know. And then we'll be back in 6 weeks. Thanks for listening, people. Enjoy the 100th episode. Bye. Episode 100 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime. Sort of.
Sort of from A to Z.
Anime from A to Z.
Well, sort to be of. Fair, we were just talking about this, and we pulled up, because we can't find an actual wiki for it, but we found, you know, My Anime List. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's kind of like Facebook. It's kind of like a review site. You make your own profile. You interact social media-wise. It's kind of like forums, like Reddit. It's really weird. It's all those things together, but it has a description for the anime, and it calls it an anime with R+ rating, mild nudity, and the genre it has tagged as ecchi, which is, you know,
well, you're just stuff
and romance.
You're just explaining something without explaining what we're reviewing.
Well, I know, but it was funny that we brought that up because you called it an anime, and it's not. Well, they know. They watched the last episode, hopefully.
Probably not.
Our two consistent viewers. 100th episode. We joked. I joked. And TJ made that happen, about doing something special for the 100th episode. And I said, well, we should do a hentai.
Yes.
We did one. But what's funny is on the profile page for it, My Anime List, it doesn't call it a hentai. It calls it an anime. So it's super weird.
Yeah, so we spun the wheel last week and got Overflow, which is in hentai. Yeah.
There were other things on there, like Bible. I don't know if we read over them or not on the podcast.
We did.
Okay. Like Bible Black and a couple other ones that were like names that I know but I've never seen. So I was kind of hoping for one of those, actually, but we didn't. We got this one. This one, I didn't know till just now, looking at the description part of it, came out in winter 2020, so this is new. Like, brand new.
Oh, this is a new?
Yeah, this is brand new. I honestly thought it was older, because although the art was pretty, it just, like, the animation and the way they moved and everything, it felt old. It felt like 2000s. It didn't feel like now. But we're comparing that to anime to this. And
yeah, we don't
maybe
have,
their studios haven't caught up yet.
We don't have a frame of reference. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, they don't really need to innovate. They have what they need.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, well, it aired from January 6th to February 24th, 2020. Producers were Studio Masu Shueisha? That's like an anime studio, isn't it?
I don't know.
Pretty sure Shueisha makes like popular anime. Anyway, that was Producer Studios, Studio Hokiboshi. I'm definitely not pronouncing that right. I can't find the creator, but it was sourced from a manga. So, like traditional animes, it was made from that.
I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. Like,
it's porn.
Yeah, well, no,
what's there to get?
I get that it's porn, but is there people that turn this on, right? And watch it for the story?
See, I don't think so, but at the same time, I guess we gotta get into it. Go to Pornhub or any of those other sites, and what's on the front page? Stepsister this, stepbrother that, stepmother this, and there's like a little bit of story about incest, and we'll get into the incest in a minute, unfortunately, but people, I guess, like that. in this category.
That's not what I mean. That's all fine and well. There's a little bit of substance to what you want to do. But this one had a full-blown romance going on.
Sort of.
But, like, they tried and write a story. Is someone turning this on for that romance? I'm just asking, this was 40 minutes long, but it was separated into like 8 episodes.
Like 7-minute episodes.
Is someone watching this, the first episode, coming back the following week because it was released apparently episode at a time, right?
It said January to February.
Right. So. Is someone coming back every week to watch the next episode of this because they're invested into the characters? That's what I don't understand, why this is a thing.
Yeah,
that's what I don't get about
it either.
I get the porn aspect of it. That's fine.
I even get story, if I'm being honest. Just didn't work with this one. Maybe it could work in a real one that's like 30 minutes and they're actually building a story.
Maybe.
But that wasn't done in this.
Maybe. I don't have a frame of reference to compare to an anime with a story. Or a hentai with a story,
and
say.
To your credit, I don't think I've ever seen porn that has a series. I'm sure they're there. But, like, I've never seen one where it's like, here's an episode, here's a second episode, here's a third episode, all the way up. Like, I've never seen that.
I mean, I never searched one out.
Neither have I. I'm sure it exists, but it's clearly not popular.
For all we know.
Well, I mean, I watch a bit of that, so I haven't seen it. But, premise. We haven't done premise yet.
That's all you.
5 minutes in.
That's all you.
So, I actually clicked it and watched the, like, a minute intro. Just now, because I didn't see this the first time. But as soon as it starts, there's two girls sleeping, and a boy walks in. And then it, like, cuts to a scene where it says, it has some text, and it says, essentially, we're not actually siblings. We just grew up really close.
Oh, I know, I caught that.
I didn't get that till just now. So, for the viewers, it's set up as incest the entire way through, and not once did they bring up that they're not actually siblings.
No, they just grew up together.
Yeah.
And I got that from the context clues in there.
I got that for the one girl, the redhead. I didn't get that for the one black hair.
No, I understood it for how it was, because none of them, like, live together.
Yeah, but it's a pretty common thing in anime that I've seen, in all the animes that I've watched, for siblings to be living apart.
Well, that's true and all, but from the way it was set up, I didn't think it they were related. Yeah. No, I just, the thing that bothered me was, he seemed to be betrayed as an adult.
Yes, he seemed to be like mid-college aged kind of guy, like 22.
And these are high school girls.
15, 16 year old.
And
hopefully.
And
hopefully.
And
he's kind of forced himself.
Yeah, this was not mutual.
Towards the end, I felt like it was mutual.
I mean,
not
towards
the beginning.
In the beginning, no, he forced himself on both of these. The first one, we can argue, was an accident.
And
I mean, because of the circumstance, which was ridiculous, which we'll get into. But the second one, he straight up just...
Yeah, he took control.
He grabbed the wrong girl because he was in bed with both of them, because of course he was.
In the very first episode... he's taking a shower or a bath, and the sisters walk in bathing suits. They're like, oh, we're going to take a bath. We're gonna bathe like we did when we were kids.
That's not what happened.
Essentially.
I mean, no. He came home and
that happened first.
And he went in and stole the girl's bath. So they were like, they were using expensive bath salts and oils. And she was like,
I'm going to use it.
And he went in and used it. And they were like, you stole our bath. So now we're going to have to do this all because we're not going to waste the bath.
Well, the redhead walks in and everything and looks down at him in the bathtub. And was like, I'm going to use the shower head over here. Here, whatever her name is, the black haired girl. You can sit with him in the tub.
Yeah. Well, is that a typical thing where the shower head is separate from
what I've seen in anime? Yeah, I mean, who knows?
I mean, that's the first time I've seen it.
I do know is that the toilets are different. Have you ever seen a Japanese toilet?
No,
dude, they're completely different. And this isn't just Japanese; it's mostly Asian, but and some other countries. But you know how we sit on a toilet in America and Western countries? They squat. It's literally a hole in the ground, and they squat over it. And, you know, it's high tech. It's still a toilet. They got the bidet and all that shit and music they can play. Really weird shit. But it's just weird because we're not used to it. But apparently, it's a lot better to go number two that way, to take shit that way. Because when you're squatting, it's just more natural and you're not pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people get hemorrhoids from pushing and stuff. That doesn't happen to them.
Oh.
So, a little bit of information for you guys.
That's this episode that we ended up going
talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've actually seen a couple of their bathrooms in a couple animes, but it never triggered anything.
Well, that's because I was trying to, like, focus on anything else. Because I was just, this was the longest 40 minutes I've ever.
And back to the bathroom, it is kind of odd that the bathrooms that are portrayed in anime and I guess hentais, they're always like, it's kind of hard to describe, like a shower in a gym. No matter where you get water, it goes to a drain. Whereas in an American bathroom, the only place you can do that is inside of the shower.
Right.
Not in the bathroom part. So that's really weird.
Eh, I don't know. Anyway, so they all three end up in the tub together, which pushes the black hair girl on top of the guy, and it accidentally goes in.
And then the redhead gets up after a minute, and then the black girl, well, the redhead girl gets up and leaves after a moment. And then the black hair girl goes to leave, and he's like, no. Oh, we started something. We're finishing. proceeds to take her, but then she's into it. So is it rape? Is it not rape? Who knows?
So I wanted to come in and hit this episode and not talk about the sex at all and just talk about the story.
The problem is the story is like 30 seconds throughout 8-7 minutes episodes. It's nothing.
Well, no. The story is him forcing himself on these girls.
No, yeah, for sure. But there's a little bit more than that, like in the second to last or the last episode.
There's the romance. He likes the redhead.
Like, he has to go amend their relationship because she's pissed off at
After they slept with each other, she was embarrassed or something. Time. The second time, whatever.
And the second time, she was like, no. We're doing this. She wanted it that time.
And then the black girl is all submissive and says, I'll be your second and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Because she realizes he's in love with the redhead. But she still wants him, so the only way she can have him is by being not a girlfriend and just a mistress, she was okay with it.
Uh-huh.
That was weird.
What I don't understand about this, I mean, all it is seven or eight episodes of them in different situations. He sleeps with one of the girls per episode.
Yeah.
And...
go ahead. What you don't get?
So they're going to different places. They do it in a school and stuff like this. He goes to their high school and does this, mind you.
He's having sex with a minor in a school.
Right. But at the last episode, they end up in like a pool where they're...
Oh, yeah.
It was the equivalent of a hot springs episode. Yeah. Why?
Just to do it.
I mean, it's...
Was it a pool? I thought it was a beach.
No, they were. It was in an indoor pool because they went back into the locker room and stuff.
Yeah,
but like I didn't understand this. I didn't understand the point of.
Oh no, my bra fell off, and we can't find it. Let me go get you another one.
The point of those episodes is to show the girls in the bikinis and like fan service wise.
It was there for like 10 seconds.
But like, you're already a hentai.
Like, we're gonna see you naked in a minute.
It's redundant, really. Why are we doing this?
So anyway. What I was gonna say when I interrupted you a bit there. Was they slept with each girl independently. He slept with each girl independently separately.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like they were building up to the last episode where it was going to be a three-way, and it wasn't. I was a little disappointed.
Were you? When those credits rolled, I was happy and
done.
Yeah,
I was happy too. Very happy that it was so short. Because some of them, I think Bible Black was like, I don't know, like 8 or 10 episodes or something. I don't remember, but like it had episodes.
Yeah,
and it wasn't 7 minutes. They were 20 minutes.
Fair. But this was also, each episode was like, what was it, 8 episodes divided by 40? It was like 7 minutes an episode. So they were long episodes for a hentai anyway.
Yeah, this is a weird one. The voice acting was decent, I would say. It was not the worst one we've ever heard.
It was made this year.
Yeah, but voice acting, in my opinion, is more about the actors. The equipment matters for sure. But if you got some bad actors and they don't fit the characters, then it's like nails on chalkboard. But,
it's fair.
Yeah, so the voice acting was decent. Visually, the art was nice. Music was, I guess, a little repetitive, but it was so short. And then the nudity. Oh, and, they blur the vagina. Sorry, guys. This one's R-rated. But not the asshole, which was super, super weird. They also blur his penis. So, like the vagina needs a blur, but not her asshole.
Japan has weird rules about that.
Super odd. Yeah, just weird laws.
And I thought it was, like, anything from the, like...
Waist down, that's what I assumed.
That's for Japan, but I don't actually know. Maybe they unblurred that in the recent laws or something.
I have no idea. The asshole's okay? Super weird. We gotta rate it as a hentai.
Yeah, but...
We have no reference.
Yeah, we have no reference, so it's hard to...
It wasn't terrible, it just wasn't good.
No, it was terrible.
I don't think it was that. Like, I could watch it. It was just, like... weird and awkward.
But if we're judging it, we'll take out the sex. There's nothing there.
Sure, but sex is...
But even the sex was bland.
It was a little bland, I guess.
It was the same thing over and over again. There was no switch up. They just did different places. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do that, there's it's still bland.
All right. So below average.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give it higher than a 3. Yeah,
maybe a 4.
I'm just saying.
What else did we have for a... Oh, no, wait.
This is a hunt
yeah,
eye.
Sorry. Oh, for some reason, I went back to my normal cue. Oh, my chair. Once an episode happens.
Yeah, now this is the 100th special episode that we, some reason, did.
Episode 200. We'll do another. And now it has to happen. All right, guys. So, the episode before last, we had Heroic Age. So now we're going to I.
Yeah.
So, we want to spin the wheel. You ready?
I guess. Make this episode done. Was that it?
I think it was it. There was only 3 characters. There's no one else in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth your time. There's better porn out there to watch, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely.
I'm sure there are better hentai out there for you to watch, too.
I'd almost want them to take the story out. I don't care about none of that. Just get to the good stuff.
Yeah, but if you're going to put it in there, make it decent.
That's fair. All right, we're spinning. Here we go.
Inspector.
Spectre as in ghost. I think that's how it's spelled, right? Am I wrong?
That's what I assume. I don't know what that is, though. It's right under another world of the smart throne.
Yeah. Yep, that's definitely ghost. 12 episodes. 12 episodes.
Yeah, 12 episodes.
Comedy, demons, mystery, romance, shonen, supernatural. That's a lot of tags. Usually we get 2 or 3.
Yeah, but you know what? The comedy is the least worst tag, I would say.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't have, like, Ichi or... What was the other
thing? Which, one? Funny enough, plenty of animes have Ichi in it. They just don't have the tag. But it's not a theme.
Harem's pretty bad, too. Yeah.
Hidden in plain sight spirits known as yokai. Yokai? Yokai.
Yokai watch.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I couldn't pronounce it. Inhabit the world. While most are benign, a certain subset threatens the tenuous peace between yokai and humanity. Ever since she agreed to become their god of wisdom... Kotoko, has served as a mediator between the two realms.
It's Kotoko, Japanese name.
Yeah, right? mediator between the two realms, resolving any supernatural problems that come her way. There's 2 more paragraphs.
Yeah, why is this so long?
That's a huge one. Like, I feel like that's perfect. And then it goes into the next, like, what would be an episode description, I assume. At a local hospital, Kotoko approaches Kuwagar, whatever.
We should know that in the first episode. Yeah. Someone really wanted to, like, write a novel here.
They must have really liked it when they posted it.
Maybe. And it's called /Spectre for some reason.
The art looks okay. The girl looks like she's 12. There's a guy next to her that has, like, black, I don't know, energy wrapped around his arm. And then there's a busty pinup girl, I want to say, with rabbit ears.
I'm assuming they're the yokai.
Yeah, I would think that's the yokai, not the two. Not the two in the front. I would assume the girl in the pinup.
Why is there always a guy paired up with a 12-year-old girl? Why?
You gotta make it awkward. But she is apparently the important one. Yeah,
girls are usually the important ones. Mm-hmm. They're just usually, you know.
Yeah, that was in our recent one with the demon kids.
Yeah, or the alien bullet, demon kids. Black Bullet. Wasn't it Black Bullet?
No, Black. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
It was Black Bullet.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking of Dark and the Black. But yeah, you're right. Anyway, next episode, Inspector.
Yeah, this was a short one, because...
Well, it's not that short. Probably edited down to 17 or 16 minutes.
Yeah, but it's still short. I mean, it's not the shortest one we did, but whatever. Bye.
See you guys.